what does the law say now about what the federal government can or can't do for domestic partners, and how's that different from what OPM has found occurs in the private sector?
Well, right now, under the existing law, we cannot provide domestic partners of federal employees with health insurance, with life insurance benefits, with survivor annuities. There are a few things we can do by regulation, but the major benefits we cannot extend to domestic partners. Now, it's very different from the private sector, and it's actually also different from the public sector at the state and local level. In the private sector, the statistics show that at this point for Fortune 500 companies, more than half of them are providing these kinds of benefits to the same-sex domestic partners of their employees. And in the Fortune 100 companies, it's actually even higher. It's more than 80%. And at the state government level, there's some 19 or 20 state governments now that provide these kinds of benefits to the same-sex domestic partners of state employees. So the federal government right now is kind of behind what the private sector and what the state and local sector is doing.
I think the Fortune 100 number is instructive because, especially when you look at agencies like the SEC and some of the other financial regulatory agencies that are trying to attract really, really high-level talent, that is a I think it's very demonstrative of the kind of competition that the federal government is in.
That's right. And the reason that the private sector is doing this more, extending these benefits more frequently, is because they want to be competitive. It's about the bottom line. And it does become difficult for the federal government both to recruit new talent and also to retain the employees that it has when it doesn't keep up with the private sector.
We heard a kind of a long-form presentation from Congresswoman Baldwin at this in the highlights of the hearing that we listened to, and we listened to the testimony from Director Barry, but kind of sum up for us, give us a kind of a thumbnail of what this legislation will change and allow OPM and the agencies to do when it comes to these benefits.
Well, what the legislation will allow is that in the future, same-sex domestic partners of federal government employees and the domestic partners defined under the statute will be able to be covered under their federal employee partner's health insurance policy, life insurance policy, and they will also be able to qualify as survivors for purposes of retirement annuities. So that's a big change in the law, and that's what this bill would, once it's passed, will allow the federal government to do.
And so domestic partners will qualify. Will all the benefits that are currently available to spouses be available to the domestic partners?
I think so. The legislation itself specifies the benefits as retirement, health insurance, life insurance, dental and vision, survivor annuity. So I think that pretty much covers the kinds of benefits that are also available to spouses.
Who will this allow you to recruit? What talent pools will you be able to get into, do you think, that you're having a little more difficulty with now?
Well, I mean, there are occupations that the federal government has a hard time recruiting in. I think the director mentioned a few of them at the hearing, the nurses, veterinarians, engineers, but I think it's really important to recognize that we're not just talking about recruiting new people. I mean, that's certainly part of it, but retaining people is as important, and as people see that these kinds of benefits are available outside of the federal government, for some folks, this is really, really, really an important benefit, and we're going to lose those people. And so it's both about, you know, increasing our position when we're recruiting for some of these hard-to-fill slots, but also keeping the people we already have who are highly experienced.
It's interesting that you point that out, because I hear that when I ask questions about recruiting, whether it's at the agency level, whether it's at your agency, the OPM's level, no matter who I'm talking to, people who are no longer in government, I talk about recruiting, and retention is always the term that comes back to me because of the institutional knowledge and some of the other issues that you cite.
Absolutely, yeah. The retention is very important. And, you know, sometimes in terms of recruitment, we want people to relocate, for example. example, and people are unlikely to relocate to a new location where their if their partner is covered, for example, under their existing policy, or their partner is working in a location, they have a job, and now they're being asked to uproot themselves, they move to a new place, and the partner won't have health insurance, and that may keep people from taking jobs with the federal government. So that's another sort of aspect of this problem that the extension of this benefit is intended to address.
We heard Director Barry talk about his support for this legislation, very clear about that. To what level is OPM supporting this? Are you actively talking to members of Congress, or is this something that as somebody comes and seeks your input on it, you're saying we support it, and that's the extent of it?
Well, as Director Barry pointed out, both OPM and the administration are enthusiastically supporting the legislation. We testified on the Hill on behalf of the legislation, to the extent we're asked to express our opinion, we express our support for the legislation just the way we would with any other bill for which we strongly supported.